The tribe's vice chairman, Aaron Toby, told lawmakers the pact with the governor was negotiated in good faith, with the tribe foregoing the chance it had to build a Class 2 gaming facility with no obligation to share revenue with the state.
We want to be good neighbors. We want to work together. That compact was negotiated between two sovereigns, government to government. Let's not lose sight of that.
The governor's chief of staff, Mo Cowan, pledged the administration would do what it could to get federal approval quickly once the legislature signs off.
The administration will work very hard, hand in hand with the tribe, to try to move that land and trust application as quickly and as effectively as possible.
Some lawmakers called for a time limit beyond which the tribe would have to back out. One called for outright rejection of the pact, citing the uncertainty that the Mashpee Wampanoag could qualify to receive land in trust. At the State House, Lana Jones, WBZ News Radio 1030.